overwhelming pain as families are called to identify their relatives. It was after midnight when police say more than a dozen people were shot dead by gunmen in a bar near Johannesburg. Bodies piled near the entrance are victims who tried to run out and escape.
What we know is that the assailants, they just entered into that space while people are enjoying themselves and they shot randomly to them.
Investigators have described the shooting as a massacre.
It saddens us that anyone now who possesses a gun wants to try their gun on our communities. And we have to call upon communities to actually really indeed assist the police in bringing to book those perpetrators.
Police say nothing was stolen from the business. Now their focus turns on catching those responsible and finding out why the victims were targeted. Katia Lopez Odoyan, Al Jazeera.
Well, the attack comes just hours after another shooting in eastern South Africa. Four people were killed during a shootout at a bar in Pietermaritzburg. Eight others were injured. Earlier, I spoke to William Gumede. He's the executive chairperson of the Democracy Works Foundation and was also deputy editor of the Sowetan newspaper. He says South Africa needs to get a handle on gun violence.
What is very clear is South Africa's culture of violence. We've been unable to tackle our culture of violence. And secondly, our culture of guns and weapons. You know, guns are freely available in the country. And because the country comes from a history of both state violence and then anti-apartheid movement violence, and we have cultures that are very violent, and you bring it together with guns, in free circulation. And then, you know, thirdly, a lack of effective policing in the country brings us this really terrifying, violent mix that we are now seeing in the country.
So as you're saying, shooting is not uncommon in the country. I mean, give us a sense of what they're linked to and also how big a problem gun crime is in the country, and particularly perhaps in Soweto, where this latest shooting took place.
You know, a gun crime really is a very big problem in our country. We also have the other circumstances that our borders are poorly policed. So, you know, so there's also an influx of illegal guns and weapons from outside of South Africa. And then you combine it also, to already freely available guns in South Africa. So guns are often used with knives in certain parts of the country as part of crime. And that distinguishes, you know, the crime in South Africa, which is often very violent, is often accompanied with guns. There's the other thing about guns also, sadly, it is also, you know, some parts of our societies become part of, you know, people's identity, you know, sense of power and the macho-ness linked to guns has become both in black communities and in many white communities have become, so guns have become part of the identity of people, and we've been unable to dissociate guns with the identity, particularly male identity, often in the country.
So where does the failure lie in not being able to tackle this issue? And what would you like to see done?
You know, the first part of the failure, of course, is just, lack of policing and a breakdown of the rule of law in the country. So that, you know, it becomes a government failure, a failure of the government, firstly, to take the rule of law seriously, because, rule of law impact on the country across, whether from an economic point of view, from a growth point of view, from a jobs point of view, and so on. So the ANC government has not actually seen, I think, the seriousness of the rule of law for the stability of the country. Secondly, is also the society must have a conversation with itself, around guns, and around violence, and that we really have to make the use of violence, must make it not part of the society. Society must distance itself from guns and from violence as a way to deal with problems.